This is Penn Jillette in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm sitting here at the Slammer Vintage Dude Studios and talking to Michael Godeau, fellow juggler, sitting across from me. And it's time for the CBS Free FM Penn Jillette Show. That's the way it starts. And then from there on...
It's usually a little smoother than that.
That's the way it starts. Phone number 866-570-PED 7366. You know, you're not supposed to talk about the day before hanging over to this day because people, you know, might not have heard it and so on. But we did damage that people have done after Steve Wynn put his elbow through an oil painting, which I still don't understand how he did. Because oil paintings have a certain elasticity to them.
You can't punch through a canvas.
Oh, I don't think you can. I mean, isn't the wall behind it?
Was this one hanging space?
Or they were holding it? Maybe pulled it again. I don't know. Anyway, but we now have hundreds of letters about the damage our listeners have done, which we'll do another day. But I wanted to say that we do have those letters and we're thankful for them. 866-570-PEN-7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. There's a lot of news today. You know, sometimes we're scraping the bottom of the barrel, and it's going to sound like we did today, but we rejected all the popular stories to get to this one. There's this article in, where did you even pull this out? I can't even see. Oh, this is AL News. Reuters, yeah. Yeah. London. Only one of the ancient wonders of the world still survives. Now history lovers are being invited to choose a new list of seven. Among 21 locations shortlisted for worldwide vote is Stonehenge. This is kind of teabag centric because this story's written in Britain. Yeah, it's London. Yeah. London story. Yeah. So Stonehenge. Have you been to Stonehenge, Godeau?
I have not.
I have. Ha ha ha. And I've also been to the Great Wall of China. I've been to a few things.
We're going to go through the list.
We're going to talk about the whole list.
A few of these,
and people will call in and tell us what they think. Acropolis, Athens, Greece. You been there?
Yes.
You been to go? Is Acropolis cool?
Acropolis is cool.
Good gift shop.
Good gift shop.
Because, you know, Stonehenge, which Stonehenge is stupid. I went out there, I was in England, and, you know, it's so much easier when you're in England to see Stonehenge. I guess you can see it from France, but it involves, you know, really strong binoculars, and you have to correct for the curvature of the world. It's, you know, it's nowhere. I mean, it's not like, you know, I thought there would be, like, you know, big things coming up to it, like billboards and stuff. But it's not like south of the border. You know, if you're driving down to Florida from New York City, mm-hmm. south of the border, they give you warnings. We were driving on the wrong side of the street, I might add, out to Stonehenge. It was like an hour drive or something from wherever the hell we were. Maybe it was longer. I don't know. And it's just like cow pastures. You know, there's nothing there. And then all of a sudden, there's these rocks and that's Stonehenge. And I like, you know, they had this audio tour you could do where you stood there, and it was raining and just exactly the way it should
Perfect,
be.
Perfect, yeah.
Perfect, yeah. And then I bought, like, little replicas of Stonehenge, like a very much a Spinal Tap type thing. They have, like, little Stonehenge ashtrays. They have all sorts of cool stuff. So, of course, we haven't gotten there yet. The Alhambra, Granada, Spain.
Alhambra, yeah.
Alhambra, you been there?
I have not been to that one, no.
Me neither. Someone has to call in with Alhambra. Someone Alhambra, should grab yeah. Alhambra. And Angkor Wat Temple in Cambodia.
No, I have not been to.
As a matter of fact, I went to a lot of trouble to not go to Cambodia in about 1973. Chichen Itza Aztec site. You been there?
Yeah, been there. Yeah.
Is that good?
That's really good.
Are the two you've been to, Acropolis or
Acropolis and Chichen Itza so far?
Which one would you prefer of those two?
That's a tough call. They're very different. Chichen Itza is a jungle, a lot of bugs, mm-hmm. pretty cool.
But the bugs weren't created by humans. So.
Genetically part of what
engineered
I liked
bug.
About.
If there was a genetically engineered bug, I would have that immediately. Christ the Redeemer.
Yes, yeah,
Christ.
Are, yeah.
No, you're that off doesn't the fall. List.
You know, that's a 1930s, 1925. Yeah.
Coliseum in Rome. You been there?
Yeah, that's really.
Yeah,
big.
I've been there too.
That's a good.
That's
one.
Big. I think I've been there. Maybe I have. Been. I didn't remember. Easter Island statues.
You're impressed with
Chile?
It, clearly. No, I haven't been to Chile. No, I've been. I've been to Chile, not to Easter Island.
Eiffel
I didn't realize
Tower.
I was only 500 miles
Jesus
from there.
Christ. Yeah, Eiffel Tower.
Been to the Eiffel
That's
Tower.
That's nothing. That's.
But you've been there.
I've been there, but
yeah.
It's a jive. I was in.
Good
I was
place
in,
for a date.
I was in Paris for 24 hours, and it was too long. I had steak tartare. I went saw the Mona Lisa. I went up the Eiffel Tower. Great Wall of China. I've been there.
I have not been there.
You can see that from space. Not that that's where I saw it from. I actually saw it from the ground. And it was cold and miserable and also in the middle of nowhere. Why don't they put some of these places in a place you can get to? Hagia Sophia Church.
Hagia Sophia Church, Istanbul. I've been to that one.
You've been to that one? Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, but it's a church. Yeah. Throw that out of me.
But it's got a great, it's got this great, huge, beautiful dome with windows all around. It's very colorful, very beautiful. Nice place.
Kiyomizu Temple.
Been there.
Kyoto, is that good?
Been to that one. That one's good.
Yeah. Kremlin, Moscow.
Haven't been there.
Yeah, Kremlin. I don't want the Kremlin. Machu Picchu.
I've not been to Machu Picchu. That's on the list, though.
Oh, what's this one? Say that one.
Neuschwanstein Castle.
Neuschwanstein. You go to the V like the desk. Cool.
Neuschwanstein. Yeah.
Have you been there?
No.
I think I may have, but I don't remember it. Petra City.
Oh, I want to go to Petra. Haven't been there.
Okay.
But that's a good one. That one's definitely on the list.
He just held up a sign to me that's, oh, I see. Yeah, we'll get to that. I'm going to go through the rest of these, and I'll take a phone call. Pyramids of Guys, I've been there.
I haven't been there.
I've been there. Yeah, they're big pyramids. I mean, cool. Statue of Liberty, been New there. York City. I've been there. Yeah, cool. That's good. That's good. Stonehenge, number 18.
Yeah.
Sydney Opera House.
I've been there, but I'm not sure that's a seven wonder of the ancient
Taj Mahal,
world.
I've been there.
Yeah.
But the great thing about the Taj Mahal is I went with this guy who's a religion professor in Hawaii, which means he's an atheist, of course. And he was there because he's an Indian expert on magic. We did the magic specials over there. And he had pictures of himself, like 20 of them, of him in the exact same pose in front of the Taj Mahal, because he went to India every year. He took the same picture, and he got older, and the women he was with stayed exactly the same age. He was always banging a student. She was always 20 years old. He always took her to India. He had a specific type, so it was just slightly different women over 20 years. Timbuktu City, Mali.
I haven't been there.
Me neither. So people call up and they'll tell us about this. And while we're waiting for people to go crazy on the phones here, because I'm sure this is something people have a real strong opinion on. This is like the Foley case. This is like Mark Foley. Everybody's talking about it. Seven wonders, my ass.
Everybody's got a wonder.
Everybody's got a wonder. Everybody's got a vote on this. You can see. I mean, it's too bad we don't have 100 million phone lines because they'd all be lighting up right now. This is a hot topic. I went to the basketball game. My first time
Which
going to a basketball
game.
It was Lakers versus the Kings here in...
In Vegas?
Yeah. And Emily wanted to go. It's like an exhibition game, which means, I guess, not a real game.
Aren't the Kings hockey players? Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento Kings, yeah. And boy, it would be cool, though.
That would
be really
game.
Cool to see. They should just have, like, you know, the cross battling. But
they played musical chairs.
We stayed a little while. Not long. We stayed, like, we saw 20 minutes. I think we stayed 20 minutes. And, you know, the only thing I'd ever seen of basketball before in my life was, like, the Michael Jordan highlight reels, you know.
Yeah,
like
when you subscribe to SI, they sent you one.
No. I don't know. But there's, like, 3 minutes on CNN when he retired, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'd really seen of basketball. So I thought it was going to be large black men flying, you know, and just fighting around the rim and doing all these amazing things. And it was like, you know, 10 guys playing basketball. That's what it was. That's, if you haven't been to a basketball game before and you go there, you go down a huge number of stairs. We're right down near the front. And then there's 10 guys playing basketball. It's like going to the park and standing on the sidelines. And it's not like it's a supernatural level of better. I mean, Michael Jordan was a supernatural level of better, you know. And Shaq O'Neal was, you know, look. But these were just guys playing basketball. Very tall guys, but I'm a very tall guy. I can look in the goddamn mirror. And they were playing. And we saw the cheerleaders, which we were disappointed with the cheerleaders' bustiness. Emily and I wanted bustier cheerleaders.
You wanted black men flying and bustier cheerleaders.
Yeah.
That's really the wrong game.
What game do you get to see African Americans flying and busty cheerleaders? What game is that?
Yeah, that's
that X-Men.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would very, very much like to see that. But the people in the stands, the women in the stands, were fully cantilevered. There were busty fans of basketball.
Were there seven wonders there at the basketball game?
I think there were probably an even number of wonders.
14 wonders.
Yeah, there were some that were just really not close enough to topless for my taste, but they were certainly making like deli platters. It was just, it was a terrific thing. And so I was facing the wrong way for a lot. Because we had seats right up front.
So there could have been black men flying if you just missed it.
And the cheerleaders, I think, and I guess maybe this will make people mad, but I think they'd probably agree with me. Cheerleaders, if you've got a really, really hot body and you're very, very attractive, but there's not a lot else going on, I think that really cheerleader is probably the best job for you. I mean, really, these women, it was amazing. They would finish their cheers, which were, you know, okay, but not certainly not as complicated as like a Vegas topless dance review, you know. They'd finish it, and then they would sit down, and you would see just this vacant, you know, they would look like puppies watching television. You know, just this vacant look would come over.
It's like the Hall of Presidents at Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly.
When they sit down, the power shut off and they...
Yeah, the power just shuts off and there was nothing there at all. And I was just wondering, you know, what kind of... I guess it's a really good... And I don't think... I mean, I don't mean to insult them, but are we not on L.A. anyway, are we?
No.
So I do mean to insult them. The L.A. cheerleaders, I think they would say, I don't think they would claim to be the, you know, very, very, very smart, you know. And I mean, if you want to imagine Richard Dawkins and Stephen Hawking doing cheers. You know what I mean? It's to each according to his ability, each according to his need. You wouldn't want to see screaming Steve Hawking going around the, rink. I was going to say rink. What's it called? Court. Going around the court in his wheelchair, right? You wouldn't want to see that.
I might want to see that.
Yeah,
but I'm a little unusual.
You might want to see that. And then we were trying to name famous Laker cheerleaders. Paul Abdul was the only one we could come up with. You have any others, Jack?
No.
Tito Jackson. I just said that. Tito Jackson.
They're feeding that, stuff into your headset.
They're feeding
stuff
into my headset. That's just not true. I'm just repeating.
I think Mark Foley was a cheerleader.
Yeah, Mark Foley also. But they were very short. They're a lot of leg and ass. You know, that's a good thing. And they're very, very attractive, toned, and very tan. And I also thought it was odd that the racial makeup of the cheerleaders was inversely proportionate to the racial makeup of the players. The players were like
you think that's some kind of math thing.
I think I think 1/5 of the players were Caucasian, and 1/5 of the cheerleaders were African American. I don't think that
it's
means
an equal
anything.
Opportunity thing. I think they're required by law.
Oh, they have to kind of. And I was also surprised at how close the seats on the court were. There's the foul line, and people's feet are right there.
And then you
get whacked in the. I was back at least. You know, I was up one tier, so I was back like 5 rows, and that was basketball. And I didn't stay long. And we went to Nobu before that and had really good Japanese food. So I was in a very good mood. I was sitting next to Nate, who's our director of covert activities at the show. Nate Santucci, who's also running for selectman or something here in city council or something in Vegas. And he'll win. He's got it in the bag. He's a libertarian. You know, libertarians are going to clean sweep this next time right across. And Nate Santucci's a big fan of the Kings. I guess they're the Sacramento Kings are owned by the Maloofs, who own Palms. So they're kind of Vegas favorites. And he was like doing stuff like when a certain player, he knew his first name and he'd go like, "Lou! Lou!" Like it was a Lou Reed concert or something. And he like would go, "Oh, Jesus! What's wrong with you? Jesus Christ! Would you jump?" He was doing stuff like that.
Nate is 4.5 feet tall.
Yeah, he's not a tall man. That doesn't mean he's not a basketball fan.
Okay.
And then, you know, they would say, "Get off your lazy ass!" There's a lot of hostility toward the players. But I once saw Elvis Costello in England, and there was this guy next to me who was a hardcore Elvis Costello fan. I mean, really hardcore. Right. And like an Elvis Costello shirt with an Elvis Costello jacket, and he was holding like autographed Elvis Costello stuff. Huge fan of Elvis Costello. And we were seeing him at, you know, a big place in London, which is, you know, kind of sort of home turf for him, closer home turf than New York. And Elvis was playing this great show, and he's screaming, and everybody's cheering. And this guy next to me, who's clearly a fan, This is not a guy who doesn't like Elvis. First of all, he had very good seats. He had all this memorabilia with him. He was a collector. He knew every song, was singing along. And between songs, he would yell, "Play Pump It Up, you fat bastard! Play Pump It Up, you fat bastard! Play Pump..." So I guess that's okay. I guess there are fans that have a whole different way of looking at fandom. "Will you get off your lazy ass, for Christ's sake?" That's what the fans are yelling to their team members. Yeah, at the Benatelli show, you hear that too. "Do some goddamn magic, you big retard! Jesus
Christ!
Can't
you talk any faster?"
Yeah, four eyes. "We gotta get out of here. Jesus Christ! It's dragging on forever. Do the bullet catch so we can go home." You know, that kind of stuff. I don't understand. But we were talking about the seven wonders of the world, weren't we? That's what we're trying to do. And the phones are lit up. People are waiting like crazy to talk about the seven wonders. 866-570-PEN-7366. Still a few lines open. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com is the webpage. Penn has two N's, because right now, Penn having two N's seems to be much more interesting than the seven wonders of the world. But, of course, it is remarkable how many the two of us together have been to, isn't it?
It is pretty good. We did pretty well.
We didn't know that one of us wanted to go to Cambodia. Someone must have been to Cambodia. Someone can tell us about these. But let's talk to Dean. What's up, Dean? What's up?
Oh, yeah. It's my birthday, and I'm stuck at work, so I'm here all alone, just sitting on YouTube, and there's an
What do you mean you're here all alone? Everybody else took your birthday off?
Yeah, basically.
Your birthday's a holiday in the office, except you have to work?
Yep.
Wow.
That's how it works.
Okay.
But I'm stuck on YouTube all day, and I've actually found
What's your job?
So you're not even working.
What's your job? What do you do for a living?
Well, you know what I do. I'm the self, cell phones and naked pictures.
Oh, yeah, okay. So how do I know that?
There's this guy called, he has a great name too, Wally Wallington,
mm-hmm.
and he basically built Stonehenge in his backyard. He's an old man.
Yeah, I heard about that. Let's do this Stonehenge.
Yeah, we're all over this.
You talk. Would you talk for a little while so that we can type this in?
All right. Basically, he built Stonehenge in his backyard using rocks and some wood and a garden hose. So.
He wanted to prove it wasn't supernatural, right?
Yeah, he has 19,000 pound stones lifted up, and he pretty much proved that, it's not aliens, it's not some kind of magic.
Yeah, Wally Wallington has demonstrated he can lift a Stonehenge-sized pillar weighing 22,000 pounds. He moved a barn. Wow. Wow, yeah, this man can move anything on YouTube, right? So when we mentioned Stonehenge, you went right there, typed in Stonehenge at YouTube.
No, actually, surprisingly, I found this out before you even came on.
And you were just going, wow.
I sure hope they talk about the wonders of the world today.
I sure hope they do. You gotta, there was no other choice you could do. This is his? The one of this video is his?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, it's perfect. It's Wally, move the goddamn rock, Wally! Move the rock, you fat bastard! Wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And where's his backyard? Where's his
I think he's in, Kansas or somewhere.
Yeah, there's crazy Wally. Oh, man. Wally's a hero. I mean, I should have known much more about him than I do. We're going to have to take a break. We'll be back. We're talking about the... I'm going to hang up on you now, Dean. We're gonna come back. We're going to talk about Stonehenge, the other seven wonders of the world. 866-570-PEN 7366. Or send me the list of Lakers cheerleaders who won Nobel Prizes. I'd also like to hear that. Show! Say something funny, you goddamn idiot! Say something smart, you fool! Start the goddamn show, you stupid fat bastard!
This was Penn Jillette.
Defense!
They yell, I don't know. And I also, when they're making their shots, when they get their foul shots, the people behind try to distract. I'm surprised there isn't more flashing of breasts. I guess I was disappointed with the whole breastage at the entire Lakers event. Lakers and Kings. I guess I should say Kings, because Nate Santucci, who's a good friend and a fabulous director of covert activities, and will make a wonderful whatever he's running for mayor. He's a big fan of the Kings, so I guess I'll be a fan of the Kings, too. I like the Kings, too. And I also want to say this. I got a few letters I want to finish up here. First of all, I want to say, Jolene Preston, congratulations on your marriage to Adrian Preston. And I'm only saying that because it says that if she hears this, she'll squeal in her cubicle. And I love women squealing in cubicles. As a matter of fact, cubiclesqueelingwomen.com is my porno site. We probably have that. Attractive women vomiting on a monkey we can't find, but probably attractive women squealing in cubicles we can find easily. And there's also this really funny letter. I guess I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this guy is a junior at MIT. and attending classes concerning Darwin and his influences. I've listened to your podcast since it started, and lately it seems that whenever you discuss anything related to evolution or skepticism, we discuss it in class the next day. For instance, you recently discussed the 300 million mark for population, mentioning Thomas Malthus's theories. The next day, we did the exact same. I happen to use some of the facts in discussion, so I hope they're correct. Also, I would have never known about or written on Norman Borlaug had it not been for you guys. Thanks very much. And if you could, please discuss chapters 1 to 5 of The Origin of the Species. I have a paper due next week. Now, it's been a while since I read Origin of the Species, so I don't know the first five
chapters. It's
going
to be tough to be that specific.
Very, very specific. Because that's just when he's starting out, right? That's sit right back and you hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this English port aboard this ship called the Beagle, I believe is the way the Origin of the Species starts. And then it doesn't really get hot. You get to the Galapagos Islands, right? That's when it gets hot.
No, it doesn't even get hot until he gets back from the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And he rips off
years later.
It's all you got to know is Alfred Wallace. Is he credit Alfred Wallace?
I don't know.
In the first
part?
Well, anyways, write your paper on Alfred Wallace. Bring up
Wallace is cool.
Wallace is really cool. He believed in all sorts of psychic stuff, but he was also anti-slavery for women's right to vote, which was a nutty thing to be at the end of the 19th century. And I think he lived in a tree. So Alfred Wallace. Whereas Darwin was just married to the Wedgwood fortune. And that's why he didn't come out of the closet as a stone-cold atheist, I think, because he wanted all that Wedgwood coin to keep dripping in. Because, you know, what he did was he just walked back and forth in what the English call the garden, what we call the backyard. He'd walk back and forth and talk about worms. He'd think about worms. Because he wrote much more on worms than he wrote about evolution. You know that, don't you?
I do know that, yes.
Okay, well, we're trying to get a guy through MIT here. So spew out everything you know about Darwin.
I was going to stick to Wallace. I like Wallace better.
Okay.
Wallace is a cooler story.
You know, if
Wallace caught and sold bugs for a living.
Is that what he did?
Bugs and birds, yeah. Okay, he'd kill them and then mail them back to
people. Well, if you're a big fan of Alfred Wallace, let's put it this way. If I were Charles Darwin, you would be screwed because there'd be no theory of evolution. And I'm not smart enough. I would never do it. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Mike. Is this Mike or President Mike?
It's Mike.
Okay, good. Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. We're talking about, although you can't tell from the subject matter, we're talking about the seven wonders of the world. What ones have you been to?
I have been to the Alhambra and a couple other ones, but I'd like to comment on the Alhambra. The Alhambra is way cool. It's in Granada, Spain, and it was the seat of the caliphate for, I guess, and you have to forgive me for the dates, but I think for about 400 years, the caliphate was based out of Granada, and it's this unbelievably gorgeous palace with these crazy mosaics and gardens and pools, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the caliphate, I guess, when it was when occupied, it was I think about as far north as the caliphate extended in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Was a very peaceful, democratic government that you'd never know by, you know, some of the
It was Muslim. It was a Muslim government as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a Muslim government, a very traditional Muslim government, but they allowed synagogues, they allowed Catholics to worship. As long as they paid taxes, they didn't really care. And when the reconquest of Spain happened by a Spanish knight called Pelayo, who was kind of nuts, had hallucinations, and it was really his fervor that ignited the conquest, the Inquisition and the reconquest in Spain. You know, they burned all the synagogues and expelled all the Moors. It's also, Granada's a very cool city. When you walk up to the Alhambra, there's this famous street that you get to the kind of the main gate that is called the Mesón de las Quitadas, and they actually, the stores date back to the time of the caliphate or before, where they used to make stringed instruments, lutes and ouds, and later guitars.
Yeah, probably guitars.
And when I was there, I met a guy, this British guy, was getting his guitar made, and they measure, it's really cool, they measure your fingers, the bones in your hands, your arms, your torso, they watch you play, and they make a guitar for you.
Or at least that's what they say.
They measure
you. Have one in the back just your size.
And then they give you off the rack.
This was a while ago, but it was like, I mean, I think it was like $5,000, which to me seemed pretty cheap. This was in like, I don't know, 1989 I was there. But it's really cool. It's a really cool city and a really cool place to check out. The other half of it is called the Generalife, which is, it's spelled like General Life. but I don't know what it means. But it's the that was the military. That was like the stronghold where they did the military planning and whatnot. But way cool.
It's like
one suggestion, if I could. I just have one more suggestion for Monkey Tuesday. I don't know if you guys have ever discussed this, and if you have, forgive me.
Uh-huh.
Please discuss Oliver, the Human Z.
Oh yeah, we talked about Oliver briefly with the Matt King show. But you'll call in then again. The great thing is, Mike, it's like Wikipedia called us. You just know all of the stuff right away. But you haven't talked about the most important thing about the Seventh Wonder of the world. There is, how's the gift shop?
You know, I think it sucks, but there's all kinds of, you can buy all kinds of kitsch all over, but the gift shop itself, I don't really remember. This is a while ago. It's like,
yeah. Well, you see, that's why it's not still run by Muslims, not a good gift shop. Stonehenge, which is a really lousy wonder, has a great, great gift shop. Did they have any, were you there, 89, you said?
Yeah.
Did they have any sort of like, you know, headphones you could listen to and with MP3s that told you all about it?
No, not at that point, but they were great guided. I'm sure there is now. They were just great guided tours.
And what were you doing over in Granada?
I was living as an exchange student in Spain at the time, and I was down visiting some friends of the host family down there.
And do you speak Spanish fluently?
Pretty much.
Okay. Why don't you just do the whole thing you just told us about the history of the Alhambra, but do it in Spanish.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I guess you don't know Spanish, do you? Smarty pants, yeah. Communist. Don't live in Spain. Maybe you need to live there a little longer. Do a little bit of it in Spanish.
God, I don't know what to say in Spanish.
Go ahead, just start.
Bueno, cuando...
Thanks for calling, Mike. I don't want to hear Spanish. We're talking to English-speaking people.
You've never hung up on anybody in your life.
No, but I liked Mike.
He knows we're juggling.
I thought he would understand. He knew a lot about it.
He did.
Jesus Christ.
I've seen pictures. It's a gorgeous place.
Is it really?
It is.
Like castle
thing? A lot of carving in plaster, which I like.
I think a lot of it blows by me. You know, these places I've been to, I'm reading about them, and I think I missed a lot when I was there.
You know what bugs me about these places, and this is really stupid, of course. The Alhambra, the Acropolis, all of the temples, they all have these incredible ceilings, and they had... you know, a million people work a million hours to make the ceilings. And now that we have the technology to make great ceilings in our homes, we spray them with styrofoam. We could make terrific ceilings in no time, and yet we spray them with popcorn styrofoam.
Well, you just got a new house, didn't you?
I did. It does not have...
Well, you know, Siegfried and Roy's house, they have naked paintings of them on the ceiling. They do.
Are they selling them?
I mean, if you could get a ceiling of Siegfried and Roy naked, would you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, ceilings are nice. You know, and
you spend some time looking at them. You know,
I guess you're a bottom. I guess we've learned a lot about you right there, haven't we? I guess we've learned a lot about your sex life. The ceiling in the new addition to our house in the Tony Art Room, which is named after Tony Fitzpatrick, Chicago. How you doing? Incidentally, the Metro said that I could play there. Maybe I'll come out there and do that. It is tilted in all four dimensions, right?
Yes, keep razor blades sharp while they're sitting in the middle of the floor.
It's not a pyramid. it's tilted. I mean, there's no corner of the room that's the same height as another corner.
That's just bad construction.
No, it's not. It's made. It's designed that way. And
yeah,
it looks,
that's what I would say.
It looks. You've seen it.
It looks great.
It looks great. Yeah, yeah. Shut up. Maybe that's one of the seven wonders. We need other people to call in if you've been to one of the seven wonders and wanna shoot for it. I don't think the Seven Wonders Committee is going to consult us, but if they do, your vote will be heard here. 866-570-PEN 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. Thanks, Mike. Call again on Monkey Tuesday. Not today, Patrick. Go back to the regular music. Thank you. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette here at the big free FM, CBS. 866-570-PEN 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. Talking about the seven wonders of the world. We had Mike call, who knew an awful lot about his seven wonders. And let's talk to... some of the other people here. Let's talk to Chuck. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing very well, thanks. How are you?
good. Hey, I can't believe you haven't mentioned the one up in right in Las Vegas. I went to a bowling tournament there for 9 days, and one place that really changed my life was called the Public Library.
The Public Library in Las Vegas?
Yes.
That's one of the seven wonders of the world?
I think it should be. I mean, it really changed my life when I went in there.
You know,
I mean, it wasn't really much. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really much reading except for, you know, you must be 18 to get in and stuff like that. But I've never seen it. But I've never seen a place that had a shower where women would dance in. It changed my life forever.
Oh, the library! I get it. The Yes, I thought you meant like the public library. You don't. You mean a place called the library?
Is that what it is? Okay.
I had a girlfriend that stripped there. Yeah, it was great. It's a great place. It's a really,
it really
good
changed,
place.
It really changed my life forever. I mean, I can't believe that's not one of the wonders.
It should be one. Oh, actually, all the strip clubs in Vegas should be one of the wonders. I like the Tally Ho myself, but That's just me. Because it has the name, you know, right there in the title, there's the name. Thanks so much, Chuck. You know, I actually thought that he meant for a second, you know, the public library, which I've been to in Vegas. I've been to several of the public libraries, and they're really good. But that was, my mind was combing through. But it's over on the north side of town. You been to that strip club?
No.
It's called the library, and it's set up, you know, there's books and stuff, but it's all naked women. So it's really cool. Let's talk to Brendan. How you doing, Brendan?
Hey, what's up, you big goofy noofy? How you doing?
Good. Very well, thank you. Very well. What's up?
Nothing. I'm a proud New Yorker. I lived in New York my whole life. Love everything about New York. But I got to say, I got to take the Statue of Liberty off the list.
And why
is
that?
The reason for that is, by default, nothing French should be a wonder of the world.
You know, we trash the French an awful lot, and that's because they deserve it. I agree completely. You know, like I said, I was in Paris for like 24 hours, and it was too much, and I toured around France for, I guess, 4 or 5 days with a rock and roll band, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it very much. Of course, I'm so hooked in the culture of the U.S. that even England is very, very foreign for me. So Paris was just far gone. But, yeah, the Statue of Liberty, yeah, we can take that off the list. Well, how many are in the U.S.? Ancient wonders of the world, it's only things we're going to have by Native Americans, and I believe there is...
Statue of Liberty is the only one on the list.
And why do they say, oh, that's seven wonders of the world, not the ancient world, right?
No.
Yeah,
no.
It wouldn't be. There's nothing here. That's the only one in the U.S.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that they should just put the whole Vegas Strip on
you
there.
You could cover actually a lot of these,
yeah,
couldn't you?
We have the pyramid. Imagine a pyramid of the desert.
Right.
We have the pyramid of the Luxor. We have the Statue of Liberty at
Coliseum.
New York. Where's the Coliseum?
Well, that's what they call Caesar's Palace.
Oh, yeah, that's not like where, yeah. But there's like, you know, there's ruins there.
They're
playing the slot machine. They lost their wife, their kids.
We have our own Statue of Liberty.
And we have the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
Yes.
Yeah, we got everything covered here. I think Vegas is all you need. We have, you know, we have Hooters. Have you been to the Hooters Casino yet?
Nope.
I haven't either. I have some friends of mine who are sex freaks went to Hooters and were very disappointed. They said that they found the people at the Hooters less sexy in Vegas than at the Hooters in their hometown, which is like Detroit or something. So I don't know. I haven't been to that casino yet. What it used to be? It used to be the San Remo.
Yeah, right? It's been a whole bunch of.
And do they still have Showgirls of Magic there?
No.
They don't?
They don't.
That's closed?
I like that show.
I like that show. I like topless women doing box tricks. And by that I mean magic tricks. You know, like Sawing Woman in Half and Zigzag and stuff. It's the same lousy tricks that all magicians do, but done by topless women. At least there's two things to look at while the trick's going on. That's what I'm thinking. Let's talk to Dave. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Pan. Hey, Mike. How are you guys?
Doing very well. Very well.
I made it to the pyramids of Giza.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I thought that was really fascinating.
Yeah, you know, I was there at the pyramids and also saw the Sphinx. And it all seemed really cool and really big. But I was with these Canadians because we were doing this documentary. And
sure.
There was like a Pizza Hut and a KFC right at the bottom there when you come out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, and the Canadians were all, like, really disgusted. Like, how could they take this beautiful thing that's the pyramids and Gaza and all, you know, all that. Did I say Gaza? Giza. And put it up, you know, the Sphinx, and then put a KFC and a Pizza Hut right at the bottom. And I disagreed with them very much because I loved the fact that we had, you know, I thought it was really international and really cool and modern with the old. I liked having a Pizza Hut there. And I guess they don't think the pyramids were built by slaves anymore, do they?
No.
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 But,
no.
But all the same, no matter how the people were treated who built the pyramids in Giza, the people who built the pyramid here in Vegas were treated better. And ours lights up at night. Ours lights up so they can see it. And I had a conversation while he was in space with an astronaut, Lou. And he told me that you can see the light at the top of the Luxor from space. You can be able to go around
the shuttle.
And I'm just telling you, any of the pyramids in Giza light up? I think I know the answer. No, they don't light up. So you wasted your time going to Giza. You should have come to Vegas. You've been to Vegas?
No, I haven't, to be honest, Beth. Well, thank you for that.
It's a better pyramid here, and you can live in it. You know, you can go in there, and if you
there are jacuzzi tubs at this one.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
6 foot?
Yeah. Yes.
When you walk, if you stay at the Luxor in Las Vegas inside the pyramid, and you're in your room, if you're 6 foot and you walk over to look out the window, you will whack your head so hard on the slanted wall, and you don't get that in the pyramids over there.
Yes, you sure don't.
But they are beautiful. So you put them down as the Seven Wonders, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
How are you feeling about Stonehenge? You okay with that?
Yeah. Never been there, but yeah.
Okay. What do you feel about the Statue of Liberty?
No, because that was French made.
Good. Okay, good. Well, we're on the same page then. Thank you so much, Dave, for calling.
Thank you, guys.
I always have to check with guys named Dave, because right away I don't trust him quite as much. So I want to make sure that's an okay Dave. But you can get bad Daves real easy. You can just get a bad Dave. And a bad Dave is like a bad pistachio. You know, it kind of ruins all the rest of the Daves for a while. I try to
keep all the Daves out of my mouth. That's just the policy I have.
While you're staring at the ceiling?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Let's talk to Jason. What's up, Jason?
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Never better, boss. What's up?
I've been to the Dead Sea.
Oh, yeah. How was that? I haven't been there.
You haven't been there?
No. But, of course,
even a guy as big as you will float.
I know. Anybody floats, right?
Yeah, I had my 350-pound grandmother floated.
That's the name of an album, isn't it? My 350-pound grandmother floated.
If it is, I'll buy it.
And so was it really cool? But of course, you know, we're talking
It's actually very cool. It's got the highest salt content of all the oceans in the world. It's got 33.3% salt. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Ava products. They're muds and soaps that you can get from the Dead Sea that's supposed to be good for exfoliation and things like that.
Are you just pimping those for fun? You work for the company?
No. I don't work for them, no.
Okay.
But a lot of people go there if they're asthmatic because it's very dry and it's very good for them for the treatment. If you have other types of skin disorders, a lot of people go there.
But
it's also the lowest point on Earth.
No, it's not.
I thought the Death Valley is.
No, Death Valley is.
No, it is not, actually. Death Valley is the second lowest point on Earth.
Right,
you've got to look that up.
Okay. He's looking it up. You're in trouble now. But we were also, you do understand this, and I don't really care very much, Jason, but just to make sure that people know that I know, we're talking about the seven wonders of the world that are man-made, and the Dead Sea is not man-made, at least as far as I know.
No, it isn't.
No, it wasn't like the Morton's people filled the pond with salt as a demo or something.
Well, I mean, if you believe in the Bible stories, then I guess it was kind of man-made.
What do you think the chances are I believe in the Bible story? Take a wild guess, Jason. What are the chances I believe in the Bible stories?
Listen, I mean, it's always a good story to hear, and if you like that story, then it was the people that sinned there that actually caused that to happen.
No, it's not.
Well, that's where Sodom and Gomorrah were.
Sodom and Gomorrah? We don't know where Sodom and Gomorrah was, do we? Was Sodom and Gomorrah
in
the Dead Sea? You're giving us a lot of stuff to look up. We'll work on that.
He's right about the lowest point on Earth.
I lived over there for 14 years, though.
Oh, so you know that. So Sodom and Gomorrah is supposed to be the site of the Sodom and Gomorrah groove fest was the Dead Sea?
That's right.
And so when Lot's wife turned around and turned into a pillar of salt, that's the kind of thing. Salt, turning people into salt, was like a really bad thing then?
Well, listen, like I said, if you believe the story, then you can go have a lick.
But the story in the Bible, see, I've read the Bible, and I remember the story where the Dead Sea is created.
It was created at the same time that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed.
Really? Well, yeah. We'll have to look into that. I don't remember that at all. I don't remember. Do you remember that at all?
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, I don't remember that. And the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah was then, you know, Lot's wife looked back and turned to a pillar of salt. But it also turned the... are you looking up this stuff, any of this stuff?
I'm looking up the lowest point. I got the lowest point.
Okay, good. What did you say, Patrick? We got that. We were all set on the lowest point. He was right about that, but I'm wondering about the next step. Was that supposed to be the foundation of Sodom and Gomorrah? Was Sodom and Gomorrah turned into the Dead Sea? Did you look up? I'm going to do a search. If I have to start typing, it's a
Gomorrah,
bad thing.
Gomorrah found beneath the Dead Sea is what BibleMysteries.com
says. It says what? Oh.
Gomorrah was found beneath the Dead Sea.
Yeah,
so,
I don't think that's...
That's a pretty credible archaeological site, I'm sure.
What's that? It's on the History Channel, right, which is now the Bible myth story. Bible myths channel, yeah.
Leonard Nimoy talking about it.
But I don't know about that. Let's take one more call here. Let's talk to, oh my goodness, Zorzin? Say your name?
No, it's Josie.
Josie, okay. he spelled it wrong here. Okay. What's up?
Sorry. I don't know if it's considered one of the wonders of the world, but two summers ago I went to Mexico and I saw the Aztec pyramids, and I must say, man, it was pretty amazing. I almost caught an asthma attack going up in those.
it's hot Chichen Itza, isn't it?
yeah, that is one of the ones they have on the list of 21 that they're going to have there. It was pretty. Have you been to what other seven wonders have you been to? Any of them?
Excuse me?
Have you been to any of the other wonders they have here on the list that we read?
No, that's the only one I ever went to, the one in those pyramids in Mexico.
Yeah, but that's pretty beautiful. Yeah, have you been to the Mexican ones, right?
Oh, that's terrific.
But you haven't.
They won't let us climb to the top anymore, though.
Why not? Why not?
They've outlawed it recently.
Yeah, it's probably because people were playing tag up there.
Yeah, there was also a really steep, moist stairway inside the pyramid to climb up to the secret room, and there's a whole line of people climbing up, and it's really narrow stairs with a million of people, really slippery, really humid, and I'm sure there must be a thousand people a year killed there.
Or at least fallen.
As I was climbing up, and I was thinking, man, if one of these people above me comes down, we are all going.
Wow.
Really steep.
And is it miserable in there?
Yeah, it's miserable. And then you get up there and there's like a jade cap and you hike back down.
Do they billboard what you're going to see when you go to the top?
Oh yeah, sure.
They just say see a jade cap?
This is the inside the pyramid. No, outside they used to let you just hike up. But inside, yes, the jade cap. I don't know if it's still there.
They tell you you're going to see a jade cap?
Yeah, yes. This is the room where the jade cap is found. I don't remember how big the jade cap
is. Not up there for the seven wonders of the world. So we had I guess the best argument we had today was for the Alhambra, right?
Yeah.
That was a really good argument, and then we got it in Spanish too. He's probably still talking. He probably didn't notice that the phone was hung up and he kept talking. Did you find anything about Sodom and Gomorrah?
You know, there are claims that the town of Gomorrah is underneath the Dead Sea, but nothing really solid on it.
But I mean, what does the Bible say? That's what we're going for.
I'm trying to find it.
You're trying to find the Bible? I'm going to start typing here. Of course, the show's going to be over soon, but I can really type in and look very carefully at the whole thing. Well, get to Revelations, the psychedelic book of the Bible. That's the one that's really out. You know, that's where you can find all this crazy stuff. It's all in there. So we discussed the seventh wonders of the world today. For those of you recapping, we talked a little bit about Darwin, talked about our friend at MIT. We made a woman squeal in a cubicle, and we were a little disappointed at the Lakers cheerleaders for not being busty enough. All that was covered on the Penn Jillette Show with Michael Godeau here in Las Vegas. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow when our subject will be, I don't know,